I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight in Keokuk, the holiday season is already underway in a bright and lighted fashion with the 24th annual City of Christmas display. It's free and open to the public in Rand Park, as it has every year since its inception. The holiday event will showcase several new displays and many of the old favorites, which have become part of the City of Christmas since its beginning in 1989. Visitors will want to watch for the dancing trees, the new gazebo fountain display, and the Victorian chamber stick candle. Everyone is urged to look for their old favorites, many of which have been refurbished and have bright new LED lighting. City of Christmas 2012 will feature nearly 100 displays and around 1 million lights. Why around? Well, the City of Christmas committee members no longer even try to count the number of lights. And visitors will be able to tune in to the voice of the City of Christmas at 90.1 on their FM radio dial as they near Rand Park. City of Christmas will be open each night through December 26th. The hours are 5 to 10 Sunday through Thursday, 5 to midnight Friday and Saturday, and 5 until 1 a.m. on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. City of Christmas is a nonprofit organization run completely by volunteers and supported entirely by donations. City of Christmas, on display in Rand Park in Keokuk. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's time to return to the Christmas market in a Swedish style. It's called Julmarknad at historic Bishop Hill. The village comes alive this time every year with the sights, sounds, and aromas of Christmas past. There will be Swedish folk characters roaming the village. There will be special music and Swedish food specialties and handmade wares and folk art and antiques, all at the Julmarknad in Bishop Hill. Also, on Friday and Saturday, you can select from a large array of delicious holiday cookies homemade by Bishop Hill community bakers at the Colony School. It's a Christmas cookie walk. A Swedish Julmarknad at historic Bishop Hill, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The city of Burlington turns on its lights with the lighted holiday parade on Saturday evening. It's free and open to the public. The parade is at 5 o'clock with dozens of floats and parade entries. The theme is the Polar Express. It's on Jefferson Street in downtown Burlington, Saturday evening at 5. In Galesburg on Saturday evening, the Carl Sandburg Songbag Concert Series continues with a performance of Cuban dance music by the group Sandunga. Sandunga draws its inspiration from the Cuban musical styles of son, guarilla son, and trova bolero, with its historic roots in the interweaving of African and Iberian rhythms and melodies. The Cuban son remains a vibrant musical and dance form across the island and throughout the Americas. The concert series is sponsored by the Carl Sandburg State Historic Site Association. Carl Sandburg was a collector and performer of America's folk songs. The series is named in honor of Sandburg's book, The American Songbag. It's all at the Carl Sandburg Historic Site at 313 East 3rd Street in Galesburg. Cuban music by Sandunga. There is a donation of $3 per person suggested. The performance starts at 7 o'clock at the Carl Sandburg Historic Site. On Monday, the Julstrom String Quartet presents a recital. The Julstrom String Quartet is the resident faculty quartet of Western Illinois University. Their performance will be in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus at 12 noon on Monday, the 26th. This recital has been rescheduled from a later date due to conflicts. On Tuesday night, the 27th, in that same hall, the COFAC Recital Hall on the WIU campus, the BCA presents its next installment in the Masters of Chamber Music series. It's the Chicago-based Baroque trio, Trio Settecento. Their passionate and authoritative interpretations renew the pleasures of hearing beloved music from the Age of Enlightenment, while also revealing the delights of new discoveries. The Trio Settecento features concert violinist and Chicago favorite daughter Rachel Barton Pine. The Jig from Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata in E Minor, BWV number 1023, played by Trio Settecento, who'll be exploring Europe's regional dialects and Baroque music in the COFAC Recital Hall on the WIU campus, thanks to the BCA. That concert is at 7:30 Tuesday evening in that recital hall. Tickets are available from the Hainlein Theater box office at 309-298-2900 or at bcabringsthestars.com/tickets. Also for your calendar next week, starting on Thursday evening, the University Dance Theater at WIU presents its Faculty Dance Works concert. The annual concert will offer an evening of modern ballet and tap dance choreographed by students and instructors in the University Dance Theater. Three nights, all starting at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 29th through December 1st. All performances are in the Hainlein Theater in Brown Hall on the WIU campus. Candace Winters-March, professor of dance and co-artistic director of UDT, will feature Something Intended, a satire of recent political events. Heidi Clemens, Associate Professor of Dance and Co-Artistic Director, will present her piece Can't Get There From Here, which involves members of Bridgeway Incorporated, a local community organization providing services to individuals with developmental disabilities. And Please Thank You will be choreographed by this semester's guest artist, Bill Bob Brown. It features cello music composed by cellist Kristen Miller. The piece explores a concept out of the work for the Center for Nonviolent Communication that asserts all communication boils down to one or the other of the two phrases, please or thank you. The University Dance Theater's concerts on Thursday through Friday of next week. Tickets are $15 each for the general public, $13 for seniors, children, and WIU employees. It's free to WIU students with valid ID. Tickets are available noon to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at the Hainline box office or by calling 298-2900 or going online at wiu.edu/COFAC/events tickets. And don't forget our very own concert here at Tri-State's Public Radio as we host a caravan of thieves. Yes, they're gypsies, but they're musicians, so we're letting them in. The caravan of thieves have been roaming the North American continent, recruiting their family of avid thrill-seekers and high-energy musicians. It's sort of one part Django Reinhardt, two parts Squirrel Nut Zippers. Tickets are still available if you give us a call at 1-800-895-2912 or go online at tristatesradio.com. Caravan of Thieves.
Every fountain, every fortune teller, by my only incantation to cure me of my cancellation. Then like magic, unlike any morning, I wake to realize I have an age 40 years that passed me by. I wanna live forever. I wanna live forever. I wanna live forever.
Caravan of Thieves, they'll be our guest at a Tri-State's Public Radio Celebration Concert on Saturday, December 1st. Look for tickets at tristatesradio.com or call 1-800-895-2912. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.